It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A recent Siena poll found nearly half of New Yorkers are spending more money every month on childcare than they were 2 years ago. Now, more elected leaders are highlighting the spiraling cost of childcare driving young families, particularly black families, to leave the city. But childcare experts say parents can find some relief in a federally funded program that's been around for decades called Head Start. WNYC's Karen Yee joins us to discuss. Karen, Head Start has been around a long time, but a lot of people may not still know about what it is. What is it?
Right. It's a federal program that's been around since 1965, and it serves pregnant people and children all the way up to the age of five. And it's a year-round, so that includes summer. It's free to families who qualify due to their income. And what's really unique about this program is that it provides comprehensive services. So it doesn't just educate the child, but it also makes sure they have access to mental health services or proper health care if they need it. They're getting their shots, getting screened for lead. And Head Start also very much involves the primary caretaker, whether that's a parent or a grandparent or another family member, to make sure that they're also getting the sorts of services they need. I spoke to Nina Piros, the early childhood director at Grand Street Settlement.
A family does not have enough food. The child may experience developmental issues because they're not getting enough nutrition, so that we have nutritionists who will work with the family, but they may be eligible to receive benefits.
Piros calls this approach a two-generational or multi-generational approach that, like I mentioned, really meets the needs of the whole family, not just the child in the program.
So who exactly qualifies for this program?
Right. So since it's federally funded, the federal government sets eligibility requirements, and they're mostly based on income. So if you're a two-person household, that would mean if you're earning less than $20,400 a year, you'd qualify. And a four-person household would have to earn less than $31,200 a year to be eligible. But families earning above these thresholds can still qualify. So if you are someone who are receiving food stamps under the SNAP program or cash assistance, your child can qualify. And there's also other criteria that may make you eligible. So if your child has a mental health issue or developmental concern, you can get into the program. Here's what Tanya Crean, who is the vice president of early childhood education at the Child Center of New York, had to say.
Parent may not want to disclose that their child is not potty trained yet, but they're really struggling because developmentally the child is not ready to be potty trained. They may see that as a reason to be excluded, whereas we look at that as more of a reason to come to school because there's development that we need to work on.
The only caveat is that only 10% of the slots in a Head Start program can be filled with children who aren't immediately eligible due to income or because of public benefits. But there are many Head Start programs in the city that do have room.
Karen, what about a family's immigration status?
It doesn't matter. The program isn't allowed to ask a family about their immigration status or citizenship or their child's. And that's really meant to eliminate the barriers to getting the most vulnerable families the help that they need. And that is also particularly important now since we have so many thousands of migrants that have come to the city in the last 2 years. Many of them have young children and are here to work and are living in shelter, but they can't afford to pay care. And living in a homeless shelter is actually another way to automatically qualify for Head Start.
How and when should families apply?
Well, childcare providers say now, and that's especially true for families who have a child under three. The city's free 3K and pre-K programs don't start until the child turns three or four. So there's really a need for this under three population. And families can apply on the My Schools Department of Education website, or if there's a provider they know in their neighborhood, they can walk in or call or look at their websites. And just to be clear about the types of programs that are available, when we talk about Head Start, there's early Head Start, right? And that's for pregnant women and children up to three. And then Head Start, which is for children three to five, right? And there's also center-based care, which happens at a location. And then there's home-based care, which is a unique part of the program where a provider actually visits a family in their home once a week. And that's available also for pregnant people. So usually to apply, they'll ask you for tax documents, pay stubs, a letter from your employer to prove your income, or proof of your SNAP or cash assistance. But some programs will actually enroll a family and then sort of ask for the proof of eligibility later.
What does demand for Head Start programs look like, Karen?
Yeah, I mean, it really varies by program. Some have a wait list and others are under-enrolled. generally what I'm told is center-based programs operate at much higher enrollment numbers and have a higher capacity, and people are more interested in those than home-based because families need childcare, right? And the home-based program requires a parent or a caregiver to actually be present during services. Margot Simone is the vice president of early childhood programs at Children's Aid.
Particularly in our Harlem site, we definitely see where we're not able to fill these home-based slots that we have. And not that many families in need of a home-based programming because most of the families here are working families.
Childcare providers say there are other factors for why some programs may be under-enrolled, especially at centers. And that's because it could be cumbersome or sometimes demeaning, right, for a family to have to demonstrate that they're eligible or sort of poor enough to qualify. And there's a worker shortage issue, too. A Head Start program may not be able to open if they can't retain and attract enough staff.
Karen, just a couple of seconds left. If you don't qualify for a Head Start, what other options does a family have?
There's a city voucher program that also is based on income that can help. I mean, there's 3K and pre-K like we talked about, and the option that's worked for many people in many years before, finding a friend or a family member to help you out while you're at work.
That's WNYC's Karen Yee. Karen, thank you. If you want to read more details about how you can apply for a Head Start, check out Karen's story on our news website. That's Gotham. Karen, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.